Okay guys, welcome back to another phone video. Things are a little bit chaotic at the moment. I was supposed to upload that video for you. I love it when it's chaotic though, it's kind of fun. That's what you live for, right? It's better than being bored. But I was supposed to upload that video for you. They've got an issue with the platform. It's nothing major. It's just, I've noticed this as well. They've got checks on every page of the website. So it's nothing, like, you guys won't have to click it, but I can see it behind the scenes. So every page you go on, there's checks behind the scenes that are running to make sure you're where you should be. Otherwise, like, people could be getting into pages that they shouldn't have access to. So there's just some checks with the thumbnails. Like, literally, when you land on the homepage, you click on a video, like, the upload video feature works. But then when you go to click on a video, they just want to make sure that you should be where you're supposed to be. Like, the checks aren't running for that singular feature. So they're like, oh, we just have to work on that. Fair enough. But the only thing I said to them was, like, I've got a train at 2 p.m. It's now 1 p.m. Yeah, that has no relevance to this. But basically, I'm saying I have to shoot off in a minute. I'm short on time. But I was saying to them yesterday, if you can get this fixed by, like, 10 a.m., 12 midday at the latest, then I can make a video, get it out to the guys, get it edited, etc. It's not going to happen. Like I said, it's already 1 p.m. now. I've got to shoot off. Then we're flying out to Marbella. We're filming the first part of the Zeiss documentary with Rob Lipset. And we're doing a male advantage journey in real life with Rob, which should be amazing. I always told you guys I was going to do them in real life with a higher level production. So that's what we're going to do. I'm trying to think of anything else that you guys need to know. So basically what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to go and buy a really good laptop at the airport or something. I just need something. I might go and grab one now just down the road before I leave. And then I can work from that laptop. I've got my camera with me. I've got my lav mics with me. I've got these mics with me so I can do it on the phone, worst case scenario. Yeah, we could figure something out, guys. But it's more like, because it's an MVP version, there's not a lot I need to show you. But the main thing I wanted to show you was all the thumbnail images for the shows on the homepage. Because that would be like, wow, okay, this is real. I can see it. You know, so I really wanted that there. So that's what they're working on right now. And the thing is, they'll be done in an hour. But I'll be on a train going to London and then obviously getting on a flight. So it's like, It's just poor timing. So I apologize for that, guys. But I think once I get to Marbella, we're going to get there late. But I'll wake up the next day. We're going to film with Rob, whatever. But I'm going to find some time over the next 3-4 days where I'll sit down. I'll show you the MVP version of the platform in full. I'll do the walkthrough that I promised. That's why I ideally need a laptop. If not, I can use the laptop of the videographer that's going to be with me. You know, and then I guess I can run through the Q&A from, like, our balcony in Marbella or something. I think we've got a balcony. I looked at so many different places. I can't remember what I've booked. But, yeah, I think we've got a balcony. Yeah, we do. Okay, so I can sit on the balcony. I can just sit out there with, like, a glass of wine or something and just go through the Q&A. That could be pretty cool, guys. So, yeah, but at least you're seeing me, you know, in Marbella filming. You know, we obviously with Rob, he's got such a big audience and a big name, so you know the streaming platform's legit, it's real. We're spending a ton of money. We're, you know, out filming all the time. Simp Society is, the edit's nearly finished. We're going to bring you a ridiculously good trailer in between probably now and, like, sometime next week. You know, but it's just content all the time, guys. So at some point, we're going to launch. And then I imagine it's going to be, my aim is kind of next, so Wednesday next week. It's kind of my aim. But at some point, it's like chaotic right now, but at some point we're going to launch literally within, do you know what, it'll probably be before that. So before that, it's probably going to be like a trailer, a bunch of behind the scenes of me and Marbella. And check out my Instagram as well if you haven't already. It's just @firstman. If you go and check all that, I'm uploading pictures all the time of shoots behind the scenes, so you guys can go and check that out. But yeah, what I'm basically saying is there's going to be like a trailer, there's going to be behind the scenes content, Simp Society will go live, people will get added, the platform will go live, the Zeiss documentary will come out, the Male Advantage Journey will come out. Like, it's going to go very slowly. What's happening, Chris, is this going to happen? And bang, all at once, there's going to be like 20 things happening within the space of a week. So that's kind of what we're working towards. It's all culminating to this giant release, and yeah, should be fun, guys. My mind is all over the place. absolutely all over the place. I had three guys this morning. I was walking to the gym, and I had three guys. They said something to me like, "Oh, the gym misses you. The gym misses you." And I was like, "I don't even know who you are." I just carried on walking. And then he was like, "Oh, somebody likes short shorts, fucking gay boy or something." And I was just like, mate, usually in my head, I was like, usually I just walk over and just start piling into them. And I was like, but I'm so busy. I got so much shit to worry about. My mind's elsewhere. I was like, mate, you're drinking beer at 9 a.m. I don't give a shit. Just carried on walking. I was like, that's good. Obviously means I'm too busy to fucking give a shit about low level bollocks. But yeah, I've been talking to people in the gym, like they're coming over and I'm like, what? I'm just kind of in work mode, business mode. It's I need to learn how to switch one off and activate the other one. But I guess it is launch at the moment, so it's pretty crazy. In terms of supplements, products, etc., I did 6.5 hours yesterday, went through as many as I could, releasing them for people, looking into the problems. Some of them are addresses, some of them were customs data missing where I had to create duplicates. For those of you who don't know, I got taken off, my products got taken off PayPal, so I couldn't sell them. Same, I got taken off Amazon. And Shopify, basically, it just like semi-crashed, where when people were making orders, they were going through, but they weren't linking to our site. It all happened within 24 hours. So I don't want to say Matrix, but there was some dodgy shit going on. So I created duplicates for a bunch of people. Because those duplicates were free, the system was like, there's customs issues because it has to be at least a penny for the customs to ship it. So I had to go back in and do them again. So there's some people that, yeah, your package got held up quite a while. I apologize, but 6.5 hours yesterday, I've dealt with 99.9% of packages. Anybody else's who's held, it's either that the company that I use don't ship to your country, which, you know, if it's Germany, we don't ship there because there's weird plastic laws. But other people, it'll be the address is invalid. And it might not be invalid. It just doesn't get recognized by the system because you live in a cottage in the middle of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, they can't pick up on everything. So if you email me, I'll release it. But most of you will get yours released today. People are asking about the testosterone booster and the natural diuretics. 5 weeks, all back in stock. And probably the best skincare supplement ever, I think, by far. I've looked into all the other ones on the market. They're not even close in terms of a supplement that you can take. That's coming out in probably 8 to 10 weeks. It's being put together as we speak. So, yeah, all progress, guys. Everything's good. And I'll do that video for you in Marbella. That's a guarantee. I don't know how I'll do it. I might have to like flip the screen around and just record a screen from my phone. I've got my camera with me. I'll figure out a way. Maybe I screen record if I can get a laptop in the airport or something, then I can figure it all out, guys. But yeah, it's all madness at the moment. But I will send you some behind the scenes from Marbella, from the shoot, from the Male Advantage stuff, from Male Advantage Journey in person is going to be so much fun. But I'll send you some stuff from the Zeiss documentary behind the scenes. That's going to be really cool. Yeah, it's going to be amazing, guys. I can't wait to show you everything that we're doing. And when I'm back next week, like I said, it's going to be one thing after another. It's going to be platform launch trailers, you know, everything going live and more ideas in the pipeline. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all of you. Appreciate you sticking with me. Like, obviously, I'm building this platform for the male community at large and just trying to make sure we have somewhere. I'm shadow banned. I've had my products banned on PayPal, Amazon. Hamza's had his stuff banned on Skillshare. The Tates have been banned and locked up. Kevin Samuels died, which, I mean, might just be, you know, coincidence, but it just seems a bit sus. You have Stefan Arnio, who got cancer twice, survived it once, came, he's talking about this sort of stuff. It's just, there's a lot of sus stuff. Like, I know, like, Sneeko got banned for other things and whatever, but our industry is, like, really under attack. Like, everybody's either shadow banned, had a course banned, deplatformed. Jordan Peterson got deplatformed. Like, they go after Rogan every fucking other week. We needed a platform. We needed our own safe place. So, you know, just if this takes an extra week or two, just bear with me, guys, because we desperately need this. This is essential to the men's community. I'm putting every penny, every hour into this platform. I'm loving it. It's just so much fun to make these all the time. Like, jumping on flights and filming with people like Rob, you know, such interesting people that you can learn from. And it's a dream job. So I'll speak to you all soon, guys, and I'll keep you updated. Thank you.